This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held wide-ranging discussions with acting President of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, in New Delhi. In a social media post, the Ministry of External Affairs said that the leaders reviewed the full spectrum of bilateral relations and explored new avenues of cooperation in energy, trade, investment, healthcare, automobiles, among others. It added that the leaders also exchanged views on global and regional issues of mutual interest. The ministry noted that both sides reaffirmed their commitment to deepening the bilateral partnership and advancing the interests of the Global South. Addressing media after the talks, Secretary East Rudrendra Tandon said Venezuela possesses one of the largest oil reserves in the world. He said today's discussions between the two sides focused on forging an energy partnership between the two countries, as Venezuelan energy sector is undergoing a fundamental transformation.
The discussions also went into broadening the economic partnership to other areas, not just in the energy sector, but also in areas like mining, animal husbandry, transportation, agriculture equipment, automotive sector, and pharmaceuticals, to try and work out ways in which Indian commercial entities can enter the Venezuelan market successfully.
Ms. Rodriguez arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a five-day visit to India. She is accompanied by a delegation comprising the Ministers of Foreign Affairs, Economy and Finance, Science and Technology, and Transportation. The 73rd plenary session of Northeastern Council is underway in Shillong, Meghalaya. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is chairing the session. Discussion on progress made by the CM high-level task forces constituted for critical sectors of regional development is high on the agenda. The Ministry of Development of Northeast Region said the deliberations are expected to facilitate coordinated action among states and stakeholders for achieving shared developmental goals. Northeast Vision Plan 2047 to provide a long-term roadmap for transforming the northeastern region into a vibrant hub of economic growth will also be discussed, as also the connectivity, innovation, sustainability and cultural prosperity by 2047. Mera Yuva Bharat, My Bharat, has been officially recognized by Guinness World Records for achieving the title of most users to take an online quiz in 1 week, with over 3,90,000 participants who completed the entire length of the quiz. Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya received the certificate in a ceremony held in New Delhi today. The record was achieved through the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 quiz from the 25th to 31st of October last year. Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today said that technology has played a crucial role in improving governance and ensuring the effective delivery of welfare schemes. He made the remarks while addressing the Reforms Utsav, celebrating 12 years of reforms organized by the Ministry of Minority Affairs in New Delhi today. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a resolution that seeks to halt President Donald Trump from taking further military action in Iran. The 215-208 vote was successful after four Republicans joined Democrats in a rare public show of disapproval of the war, which began in February. This is the fourth attempt by the House to rein in Trump's war powers, which critics say lack congressional approval. The India Meteorological Department has confirmed the arrival of southwest monsoon in Kerala today. According to the IMD, the monsoon is delayed by 3 days, as the normal onset date of monsoon over Kerala was 1st of this month. The weather agency predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Kerala and Mahi till 9th of this month. It is also estimated heavy rainfall over north interior Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal during the next 4 days. The National Human Rights Commission organized a meeting of its core group on environment and climate on the theme Heat Wave and its Mitigation in Urban Areas in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, NHRC Chairperson Justice V. Ramasubramaniam emphasized the need for stronger protection of existing natural ecosystems. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended on a flat note today. The BSE Sensex rose 14 points to close at 74,360. The NSE Nifty added 11 points to settle at 23,417. And that is the end of this news bulletin.